Real facts about the 988 Lifeline.
We are not going to judge your crisis. If you say it's a crisis or you feel you're in crisis, then it's a crisis to us.
Call, text, or chat 988 for free. Confidential support anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Life can throw a lot your way in the morning. You might be battling drop-off times, while your kids are battling imaginary monsters or their shoelaces. But no matter what life brings, Life cereal puts a smile on everyone's face. With 24 grams of whole grains and unexpected sweetness in every serving, it's sure to please even the pickiest eaters. Help start your mornings with Life cereal.
I really love my life.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, welcome to Fully Charged, Recharged. Not going to lie to you.
Is this the podcast? Because I want to tell you what I'm going to do.
Oh, great. Okay, I was going to say we are probably a little bit rushed today because Ashley's got to make a flight.
Yeah, I have a flight in 3 hours.
And I'm going to Kerry. It's such a long drive.
It's a long
drive. I'm going to be in, oh my God, I'm actually going to be in London
before
Emma gets to Kerry.
Isn't that mad?
That's insane.
Easy like.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. You should have flew. I know a girl who works in Dublin, but she's from Kerry and she flies to Dublin every week.
I fully get that. I'd say flying Kerry to Dublin is handy because there's none of them messing and hanging around the feckin' airport for 2 hours because they're probably just straight in and out.
What do you do when you get there? You've no car.
That's the other side of it, yeah.
Rent one, though?
Mm.
Would you? Yeah, I
sounds kind of pricey.
Yeah, it does.
I'm actually looking forward to seeing how much, not looking forward to seeing, but I'm curious to see how much diesel this is going to be.
Petrol.
Look, do you know what? It's a crappy drive until you get to like
exactly
out there, and then the last like hour and a half will be
beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah. That's the other side of it. Yeah, it's motorway boring, and then I was like, ah, that'll be cool. And like my boyfriend Jack he's going to see a whole different part of the country as well. I don't think I've seen much of Kerry in my lifetime, to be honest. I've never been to Dingle before.
Either have I.
Yeah. I've only been to Kerry once.
What do you want to tell us?
No, it's nothing exciting. I'm just going to go, because remember I was saying that yous all have plans and everyone around me has plans for this weekend and I'm the only one who has no plans. So I've decided to make plans. I'm going to get another Christmas sandwich in Greenville's in Rathmines for lunch. Because I was going to get something really unhealthy for breakfast and I just don't want to. Because Russell was just in there being like, hey, I'm doing breakfast orders. And I was like, I think I'm just going to go and get one of them Christmas sandwiches.
Fuck yeah, absolutely stunning. Yeah.
Except, like, everyone is kind of doing them on TikTok now where it's like, oh, the first Christmas sandwich of the year or whatever.
Mm.
And you should go to this place. And I was like, oh, they look really good. Some people are putting, and I swear to God, red cabbage on their Christmas sandwich.
Red cabbage? Red it's unusual,
cabbage.
Isn't it?
I do not like the look of it.
No, that doesn't sound good to me.
That's just a bit bougie, isn't it?
It is a bit bougie.
Probably a bit hard, I'd
say. Just wanted to look purple or something.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah.
Probably the colour, the look.
I don't know what it is. I could go to Greenville's. I could also go to... There's a place in Ball's Bridge that I went to last year that was really good, but they sell out really, really quickly.
Don't illegally park when you go to Greenville's this time. Because you had a run in with a...
There's nowhere... You can't legally park there. I'd have to drive home.
Walk.
And I don't mind walking, Aisling Bonner. Thank you for that.
Hey.
But I would then have to walk back and my sandwich would be cold.
Do you know what I think? Rathmines is a mad place. First of all, in the last like 2 days, they've put loads of speed bumps up out of nowhere. That just happened so fast.
In Rathmines?
Mm. Yeah, speed upper bumps. Rathmines, yeah.
Yeah. And then I was driving through yesterday on my way home and there was a guy, a real slim guy, dressed in this really outrageous Santa costume. On a bike, and on the front of the bike was a sign that said Merry Christmas. And I was so confused because he didn't have presents or anything. I just was so curious to ask him what his story was. I like Rathmines. A lot going on.
Yeah, it's a buzzy place. I like the big bright billboard because it had the Windows update on it again today.
Oh yeah.
Which I always find very funny.
Always has that.
It's like there's a laptop somewhere.
Yeah, that's just that.
Listen, enjoy your weekend. Bye.
Oh yeah, enjoy London. Enjoy Dingle.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashling in the morning. 3, 2, 1.
Good morning. And welcome to the weekend.
Oh, thank God for that.
It's
thank
a God big day.
God, it's a huge day.
Yeah, Black Friday, everybody.
Oh. Yeah, there's that.
Also the fact that for some people it's Other Voices Friday.
Oh, yeah.
There's that.
Oh, it's Payday Friday for many people.
A lot of people are getting paid today. And nothing else.
No, Excuse me, guys. Today's the day that we exercise our citizenly right to vote. Oh.
Citizenly.
Yeah.
Nicely
is that
put.
Today? I don't think you're right.
Our democracy is at stake here, folks.
If there was a vote, I think we'd see posters up.
Someone would have said something.
Yeah.
By now, I'd say.
They would have,
I'm excited to vote.
Are you?
So am I, to be honest.
The last general election was on my birthday. in 2020.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Isn't that a cool fact?
Very cool.
And I remember because it was just before COVID. Isn't that mad? We haven't had elections since before COVID.
That is actually crazy.
Because it feels like so long ago. But my polling station is actually like less than a 5 minute walk from
where we are right now.
The office,
So you can do it straight after work.
Well, actually, I actually have to get a flight straight after work, like literally straight after work, so I'm going to London. Would you mind if I actually went out and just threw a meal out there now? They open at 7.
All right.
Are you serious?
Yeah, actually,
you want to go now?
Yeah. Teacher, can I go now? Teacher, can I be excused?
Have you got your ID?
I've got my ID and I have my polling card.
Go out. She just thought then. She just thought she would be allowed.
Sorry, how sick was that? I just had to ask an Englishman if I could vote the Irish election.
Ooh. Go on, off you go.
Can I actually go?
Yeah, go on. Vote.
Go on, Ashley.
I'll fill you in on how it goes.
Who did you vote for? Yeah. Make sure to do the same this morning of Teacher Before Work to get your voting done. Bye, Ashling.
See ya.
That's it now. I'll remember the day she left the show.
She's genuinely gone. But she'll be back at some point, I presume.
Well,
I don't think voting takes that long.
I think she might be close to a little.
Okay.
What time do they open?
Oh, I've no idea. Probably around 7.
A little pan au chocolat. Little do bakeries, don't they?
That'll be a good shout.
Do you think the bakery in Little will be open by now, Callum?
Oh, I'd say so. I'm sure they open at 7.
That's what I would have thought.
Anyone for a little pan au chocolat for myself?
Yeah,
if
she's on the way back, yeah.
She'll pick me up a Fit Food as well.
Yeah.
Spins Fully Charged with Now. Recharged.
Good morning.
Ashling is not back yet.
No,
she's decided mid-show that she... Well, actually, not mid-show. Start show that she was going to just go and vote. So,
in fairness, her polling centre... Is that what it's called? Voting centre?
Yeah, her polling centre.
Polling centre is so close to work that she said she'd go and check it out now.
It's obviously not that close. She's not back yet.
I believe the current update we have is they were looking for her name.
Okay.
So I don't think we can call her while she's actually voting.
Oh, she's just texted. She just said done.
Oh, let's give her a call and see how she got on.
Yeah, because we can't ring her in the polling centre. So now she's outside the polling centre.
There's loads of initiatives today to help you get to a polling centre.
Oh yeah, this is cool. Dublin Bikes, pedal to the polls, free one day ticket, so go and vote.
Pedal to the polls is brilliant.
It is. You can it's good. You can hire City Bikes to vote, which is what Ashling Bonner should have done.
Because she took taking her time. Hello,
taking
darling.
Taking her sweet time.
Hello, model citizen speaking.
How was it? Was it amazing fun?
Guys, it was unbelievable crack. Everybody was very friendly. There's a good few people popping in and out.
How would you compare the queue to get in to vote this morning to the days when Ed Sheeran first went on tour and there was queues down the road from people selling tickets?
I would compare them as entirely different events.
Right.
There was it was dribs and drabs of people coming and going. I was sadly not the first person to vote in my constituency,
boo,
which was the letdown. I know.
That's what you wanted.
That was my goal. It was my goal for the year, actually. I'm coming back to the office now, so I should be back in
about
2 minutes.
Ash, you should have taken the City Bikes because they're doing a free one-day ticket.
I saw that.
Yeah,
pedal, but I actually probably would have taken me as long just to check the bike out as it would have to walk.
True.
It's literally a two-minute walk.
Fair.
There was like so many people on the ballot. There's like 16 faces looking at me.
Oh,
I felt kind of guilty.
And what?
So I didn't give them all a number.
You see,
so
I didn't.
Can we ask?
It's tempting, but you're not allowed to draw moustaches on them. That would spoil your whole
can we ask, what number did you go up to?
I only went up to 5.
5?
God, she's
which
a picky
is a bit
girl.
Ruthless. But I said, I like who I like, and I'll stick to that. But I had also a black, like, colouring pencil was what they gave me to fill it in. So the temptation to draw a moustache was
I know.
So real.
Well, yeah. But you can't do that.
The tools of my own demise.
It would spoil your whole vote.
Yeah, you come back and draw a moustache on me.
Come here, just to double check for people, because a lot of curiosity this morning. They don't give you lollipops when you finish, do they?
I didn't get absolutely anything there now.
No,
I'm actually just coming up the lift now, so I'll be back to you any second.
I guarantee you she's going to cut out now. Damn it, we forgot to ask her to call into Lidl and get us pastries.
Sorry, lads. Can I do one thing at a time?
Being a model citizen, that's just the one task right now, and getting back for your radio show. Right, okay, listen, might have to send you out again, but on an entirely different mission to pick up some pastry shortly. Get back in here, we'll catch you in a second.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
So if the rumours are to be believed, then Spotify Wrapped may drop today. I kind of am thinking that it won't today, because normally you kind of wake up to it, wouldn't you? But no sign of it just yet. If not today, then surely in the coming days, there's kind of been swirling. And I actually got a memory on my Instagram 3 days ago, because, you know, ages ago, I was like, oh, everyone must know what my Spotify Wrapped is. Oh, yeah, by the way, can we, my story.
Can we put this out there? If you're thinking, oh, I won't post it because no one wants to see it, post the thing. I want to see it.
I love seeing
it. I thought you were going to say the opposite.
Yeah. I want to see. I want to see your top podcast. I want to see your top song. I want to see your top artist. I want to see your genre.
I like having a look at it.
Me too. I love it.
And if you don't know, Spotify Wrapped essentially is like an annual feature from them. It shows you a summary of who you've been listening to, and it tells you things like your most listened to songs, artists, and albums, how many minutes you spent listening to music, your favorite genres, and it kind of presents it in this really fun, colorful slideshow.
It's a great time of the year where Apple Music users just like have to sit back and shut up.
so true. With that in mind, and to celebrate Spotify Wrapped, which may or may not be dropping today, producer Callum has something for us.
Yes, I've done basically what is called a Emma, Dave and Aisling Wrapped. So okay. It's not like how many times Dave has taken a sick day or Aisling has spoken about Mr. Plops the cat. But what I've done is I've been able, this is a bit of me now, I've pulled all of the stats from when we started the show at the start of the year up till yesterday, and I have all of the songs that we've played, and I want you to guess the top 10 amount of songs that we played on the show between January the 8th and yesterday.
So wow. You have how many times each song was played?
How many times each song is played? So I have the top 100 at most amount of songs that we played on the show. So number 1 to 10, the number 1 song is obviously the song that we've played the most.
Just
so,
on our show, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Just on this show. So what we're going to do is we're going to do this in the style of the daytime television game show Tenable.
Never
I don't know if you've ever watched it. There's a top 10 list on the board and you get 3 lives. You have to try and find the top 10 without losing your life. If you say a song that's not in the top 10, you lose a life.
Okay, oh, that's hard.
Okay, so we'll go around the room. So yeah. We'll start with them and then we'll go to Dave.
Wait, 3 lives each?
No, between the 3 of you.
Ash, that'd be over in 2 minutes?
Okay, so we'll go with Emma. Name a song that you think features in the top 10. Doesn't have to be number 1.
Noah Kahan, Stick Season.
Oh. Noah Kahan, Stick Season features in number 2.
Right. Well done.
Wow, Emma, very good.
Yeah, so you have to think what's been around the whole year.
Exactly. Ooh. And early in the year, that was massive.
I'm going to say Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter features as number 5.
Woo! Come on.
Here we go.
This
Ashley's
is one that I feel is played a lot, but I'm not sure. David Guetta, I Don't Want to Wait.
David Guetta, One Republic, I Don't Want to Wait, comes in at number 9.
Oh, Ash, well done. Well
done. There we go, 3 for 3 so far.
Hosier Too Sweet.
Ooh. Oh, I think it's too soon.
That Irish content.
Comes in at number 1.
No! That's unreal.
I didn't think
it
that was the
feel
most.
Like that.
That song was released on the 22nd of March.
Wow. Okay, cool. Right.
I'm going to go with...
4 for 4.
I'm going to go with Chapel Roan.
Yeah.
Chapel Roan.
I think.
Good luck, babe.
And good luck, babe.
Chapel Roan, good luck, babe, comes in at joint 6th.
Yes. Wow. Come on.
Oh, we have a joint
5 for 5.
All right.
It's got to be Shaboozie, a bar song.
Yes,
Shaboozie,
great
a bar
shout.
Song comes in at number 3.
Yay.
Wow, 6 for 6. Are we going to have a clean sweep?
No, we're not. We're not going to.
What about Post Malone and Morgan Wallen's I Had Some Help?
Post Malone and Morgan Wallen's I Had Some Help comes in at number 10.
Oh. Wow.
3 to go.
Okay.
Oh, I feel so much pressure.
I'm going to go with a bit left of field. I feel like you're going to hate me for this. Miles Smith and Stargazing.
Ooh.
Miles
I don't
Smith
know. I think he
and Stargazing comes in at number 23.
No!
So we've lost a life. 2 lives remaining.
Sorry, lads.
Because it's staring at me because it's coming up next. And Emma has mentioned how often we've played this one a few times. Dasha and Austin.
Dasha Austin is number 4.
Oh, well done.
So there's 2 to go and 2 lives left.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Well, we work together.
Okay, Aisling, how do you feel about the idea of it being Beyonce Texas Hold'em?
I thought about that.
Did you?
It was hot for a while, but then it sort of fizzled.
It failed.
But it was when it was hot, it was so
it was
hot in the
hot.
Early part of the year.
What about older Sabrina Carpenter? Please.
I don't know.
Taste, I don't think no. I'm going to throw out Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather.
And I was also thinking of the other one, Guess, with Charlie XCX.
What about Kendrick?
No.
Kendrick.
Guess, no.
Guess, no.
Guess, definitely not.
What about Apple?
No, Apple came and went.
I feel like Beyonce Texas Hold'em is a good shout for maybe number 9.
Go for it. Beyonce Texas Hold'em.
I actually can't see that in the list.
Oh.
So
wow.
It's not in the top 10?
Nope.
Sure.
Wow. One more.
Okay, there's another life gone. Last life.
I think Kendrick.
I don't know, babe.
Oh, no, because he wasn't there for a while.
No, 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 no.
I think
Texas Hold'em comes in at 36.
Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather is number 12.
Oh, so no.
That's all of your lives gone. I'll do a quick chart rundown. At number 10, Post Malone, I Had Some Help. Number 9, I Don't Want to Wait, David Guetta. Number 8, Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. In joint 6th with Chapel Roan, Good Luck Babe, is Jack Harlow, Loving on Me.
Damn it.
Then Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso, Dasha Austin, Shaboozy, A Bar Song, Stick Season, and the number 1 is Too Sweet.
Wow.
Okay, that's a good year.
That was fun.
Yeah. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Oh, guys, what a month. What a great month it's been so far with Movember. We've been celebrating 21 years of Movember, funding life-saving projects for the past month on Spin. And David Hammond is rocking an excellent moustache.
Thank you very much.
I have to say, Dave, my expectations for your moustache growing were low.
A lot of people's were low.
As are mine.
Can say that I was wrong and it really suits you and I hope you keep it.
I went into Granny last night and she didn't give me an answer on whether she loves it or hates it, so I think we know what that means.
I actually think that's probably good. I feel like a granny would say if she didn't like it.
Yeah.
I genuinely think she could be on the fence. I want to say that you're 10% hotter with the tash.
Oh, okay.
I love it. I think it's fabulous.
Do you really like it?
I really like
it. I think I look really, really into rugby. Do you know what I mean?
You kind of are into rugby.
I am into rugby, but I just feel like I really look it. I do like the tash. I'm going to give you a little bit of an insight into my brain here.
Mm-hmm.
I found out what's a really, really good brush for it, so I bought one.
Stop. When?
I bought, do you know one of those things that you clean your nails?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
One of their brushes.
Yeah.
It's an excellent brush for your moustache. Mm. And I've just been brushing it to the side. And it just feels great. I'll just sit there in the bed, just brushing my little moustache.
You know what this means? He's bought a brush.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere. Yeah, yeah. Just make sure no one cleans their toenails with that.
No, yeah, no,
yeah,
no.
Just keep that exclusive.
A little label. Yeah. Callum's got a label, Meg. Yeah, tash brush.
So yeah, I'm kind of liking it. The girlfriend has come around on it, which is good.
Good.
When it was, because I said I don't know, I might shave it at the end of the month. And then I'll figure out whether I miss it or not and I'll grow it back. And she was like, no, because that was the bad part.
Yeah, yeah.
When you were growing
in between.
It's grown now, it looks good, she said, but...
Isn't it fair to say a lot of men don't think that they rock one? And then they often do.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, I never thought I'd rock one. So yeah, definitely, if you want to get involved, then it is Movember.com.
Yes, Movember. Proudly supporting men across Ireland. They bring people together from all walks of life, ignite vital conversations, raise much-needed funds, and they help break the silence on men's health issues that too often go unspoken. Been a great month.
It has been, yeah.
Well done, Dave.
Fair play to everyone.
10% hotter, my God.
Grew a moustache or donated at Movember.com. A lot of lads I know really put themselves through it. There's a guy I know who's getting into a wheelie bin in his back garden doing a makeshift ice bath every night for Movember.
Fair play.
Freezing cold, so fair play.
Lads, can I ask a question that's probably going to make me look a bit stupid in about 45 seconds?
And please ask.
Who's taller, me or Callum?
Great
questions.
Do you know what is funny, right? You're not small, but you don't look tall. I don't know what I'm trying to say by that.
We do call him a short king. He's not like a giant.
No, he's not a giant, but he's not small. I always feel that. My brother, Barry, is probably like, I don't know, close enough on 6 feet. He's massive, but I always think Barry's small.
Okay.
He's not like...
Because he's your little brother.
So I don't know. I feel like you could be taller than Callum, but I feel like Callum's taller.
The reason I find this quite interesting is because Callum's girlfriend, Jess, sent me an Instagram message yesterday.
Oh, and it was, hey, keep this off the show. I don't need drama.
It was a Joe Jonas video. And the Joe Jonas video captioned, "When you realise you won't be seeing your short king friend anymore because he has to go to the North Pole to help Santa."
Jess, what a bitch.
She just said, "We'll miss you."
She is such a cheeky bitch.
I just replied with ... and she responded, "Wow, I'm so glad I opened my phone for this message. These are the things I'll miss. See you in January."
Wow.
I would like to measure me and Jess's boyfriend right now,
please. Stand up, boys.
Standing
this
up.
This is hilarious.
I feel like we're going to fight.
Back to back. I can absolutely 100% reveal that David Hammond is taller than Kyle Farmer.
Oh my God.
Off to the North Pole.
Fairness, Jess came on to me yesterday and be like, "I never realised how small you are." I don't know what it is with her. She loves messaging Dave as well.
She was on one yesterday. That is so...
Should I be worried?
I'm just so glad he's not a lot taller than me. I'm just really happy with that. Because I was like, I'm so sure he's shorter than me.
No, like there's probably a good couple of inches between you. You're way taller.
You need to repurpose that to be like when your short king boyfriend... Yeah.
What would you say your official height is?
I would say my official height is 5'8".
Why are you saying official height? It's just
well,
height.
Well, if you're looking about what you'd put online for, you know, dating purposes, you'd say 5'9".
I would be 5'7".
I want to know how, if Dave's hugely taller than me.
I think you have...
Who wants to come into studio? We're over on Diggs Lane and we'll measure you against everybody. Dave's a go bit taller than me.
So Dave is the tallest person in this room?
That has never happened before.
We're a show of
history.
Absolute...
like tiny, tiny...
Elves.
We're all off the North Pole.
Oh, that's funny.
Bring it on. Yeah, you need to like appreciate that energy more. You're the tallest person in this room. I know, Jess. What a queen. You'll get this thing that keeps me
coming back. Emma, Dave and Ashley. Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Right, time for you to win on the show now. All this week we've been joining forces with Now. For the launch of Dune Prophecy, it's set 10,000 years before the action in Dune and Dune 2. It's a prequel series and it follows two sisters as they combat forces that threaten the future of humankind. Kind of like Frozen, guys.
less worms in Frozen.
There are sisters. That's probably where the similarities end.
Yeah.
You can stream with a Now Entertainment membership. We got an annual Now Entertainment membership to give away to you this morning. Plus, we're also going to throw in a €50 one for all voucher as well, which is pretty sound.
Lovely. So, because the show is based on powerful sisters, we've given you the names all week of other famous kind of sister duos, and we need you to WhatsApp us over their surname. But today, for Friday, you know, to celebrate, it's a sister trio that we're giving you today.
And we're also going to let you Google today.
Yeah, because you're probably only going to know one of them. That's the only one that we would know. The others are, I think, like semi-famous. But the most famous of the names is Cara. And then you've also got Poppy and Chloe. So we're looking for the surname of Cara, Poppy and Chloe.
Cara.
I think
on 087-711-103. I'm saying that real Kildare.
Cara.
Because I used to live in Cara, County Kildare.
Cara for me would be, that would be the most famous Cara.
Yeah.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
The most famous Cara?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't know another famous Cara.
Yeah.
Whatever surname comes to mind when you think of Cara, it's probably it.
Or Chloe and Poppy.
Or Chloe and Poppy, if
God
you're really
them, but I've never heard of them.
Well-versed on that family. 087-711-103, just the surname we need.
Easy as that. So simple. You could be winning the annual Now Entertainment membership.
Oh, Poppy and Chloe,
€50 one for all voucher. Right now, though, Taylor Swift and Karma. You're listening to Spin. You
flip the script. It spins fully charged, recharged.
So, Elise, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Grand. Great. Any plans for the weekend?
Nothing, actually. Oh, I have my Christmas party tomorrow.
Oh, very nice.
That's big.
Is it a big Christmas party or is it just a few of you going out for drinks?
No, just a few of us going.
Amazing. And do you have a sparkly dress or top?
I don't, actually, but it's white, so Christmassy.
Lovely.
Yeah. Emma actually did a good piece last year on how to survive your work Christmas party. It's up on our Instagram at official spin103 if you want to have a look at it.
Thank you very much.
You go.
Yeah.
You'll be scrolling for a while.
No, it's been reposted.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, it has. Okay, very nice. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Elise, we have been talking about a sisterly trio by the names of Poppy, Cara, and Chloe. And to win this prize, you need to tell us what is their surname?
I actually don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's Dalimbridge.
No, I'm not laughing at you. No. We've just had to have a conversation about the correct pronunciation as well, so it's tough.
Try again.
Cara. I don't know, Dalinovich?
Yeah, it's funny. Oh, it's one of those ones that you always see written down.
I think you must have Googled. Did you, Elise?
No, I do know.
Well, you spelled it right in your text.
Listen, lads, sometimes people learn from reading.
But how would you not know the... Like, I would only ever hear the name and not see the name. So, anyway...
But it's also 7:50 in the morning.
Do you know what? We'll give you that, Elise. The surname you're looking for is Delavine.
Yeah.
Lovely. You've just won yourself an annual Now Entertainment membership and we're going to throw you over a €50 one for all voucher as well. So
I think she only deserves a 6 month and a €25.
You did good, gal.
Elise, have a great day.
Thank you.
Enjoy the party. Bye.
Good luck.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Hello, it's Friday.
Hello, welcome to the weekend.
Must Woo. Be one 200 grand cash machine Friday. It is all go. It's obviously general election day as well.
Yes, I know.
And Black Friday.
And Black Friday. So much going on. Last night I went to Wonderlights in Marley Park.
Oh.
So convenient. Oh my God, I can't talk about the convenience for people in the area. Because Wonderlights before was always up in Malahide Castle.
Oh, is there two now or have they moved it down?
They've two now.
So oh, great. Expanded.
Yeah, I was thinking it was the Malahide one is still around, isn't it? But I passed the Marley Park one yesterday and it was stunning. It looked unreal.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. And I was kind of wondering how long the walk would be because obviously naturally Marley Park is quite large.
Very big.
So it's about a 1.4 route through it. But I was like, I wondered, do you get to see the lights in the woodland area of Marley Park? You know, close to where we had the spin house party stage at Longitude, that whole kind of area that you walk through? Wow, that was the area that really blew me away. Through the trees. It was like the... Sorry, I know I sound like a 50-year-old hippie mother, but it was like the trees were dancing.
Oh, my God, you totally do sound like a 50-year-old hippie mother.
Where's your long skirt?
I know.
She's like, the mother and about a boy.
I was like, just look up. Looks like all the branches are dancing.
I know what you mean, though.
But then, in Malahide, I remember when I went to that a few years ago, they had this really impressive water feature in the where there was like a globe and the lights were playing off the water and it was just fantastic.
It's like the water was dancing.
It was like the water was dancing. So I wondered if they'd use the water that's in Marley Park as well. And that was amazing. I don't know if it was AI or what, but genuinely, when you get to this water area, these like swans...
As soon as it's something Emma doesn't understand, it has to be AI.
Yeah.
But essentially, they were like swans that would just come to life. Massive. And then an owl would form and fly what looked like towards you. It was really trippy. It was like it was flying over your head.
It was like, it was like the owl was dancing.
You know what? I'm going to get nowhere with this. It was really cool, okay? They must have used AI because I don't know how they did it. So I'm confused.
Morning. We've touched on the Drake and Kendrick Lamar feud that's been going on for a few months now, a couple of times in the show. I know it is generally Emma's territory.
It would be, yes.
I wouldn't be the expert on that situation. But I come to you with some grave news that we... Emma, Dave and Ashling, Fully Charged, may be embroiled in a feud of our own before long, right?
Oh, no.
So the latest on the Drake-Kendrick thing came out on Monday. Drake filed a legal petition to court claiming that Universal Music Group and Spotify artificially boosted Kendrick's song Not Like Us and basically gave it inflated plays and streams to make it a bigger... song in the charts and all the rest.
So essentially they were in a diss track war, which is famous in rap battles, and they both produced whopper songs very quickly. Just goes to show how quickly you can actually write a song rather than wait months.
Yeah.
And they were spitting over and back, blah, 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 blah. Not Like Us was the big song that just ended it because it was so big for Kendrick.
And it was like incredibly...
Defamatory
against Drake. Yeah. So Drake... not a fan of that song. And he claimed that they inflated the streams and radio plays of the song to maximise profits.
Interesting.
He said they used bots and pay-to-play agreements to do this.
It sounds like a bit of desperation now, to be honest, to claim that.
A bit of a last-ditch attempt. And it must be said that Universal Music Group have denied all the allegations. But as well as going after Spotify and Universal, he also went after Apple and claimed that Siri was purposely misdirecting users to Not Like Us. So
She's just an innocent girl just doing what she's told to do.
She's just a girl.
She's just a girl.
She's just like, sure, let me find that for you. Like,
she's just trying her best.
She's really doing her best.
She's a lot on.
And she's old AF. She's been around a while. So, for example, I imagine he's saying, like, you might say, hey, Siri, play Sabrina Carpenter Espresso. And then, like, it plays Not Like Us.
You've just lost all the people listening to us.
Sorry. That's what he's claiming. Anyway. But then the craziest thing happened yesterday evening. I got a phone call from like no caller ID.
And you answered.
And I answered it because I'm crazy, right? And the person on the other end of the phone was using a voice changer.
Okay.
On their voice. And they said...
As opposed to...
anywhere else. And they said,
Emma, Dave and Ashling, 98 FM are using Siri to hijack your listeners.
So basically...
Just translate that? Sorry, that was hard to hear.
Basically, they said that what Drake is claiming happened to him is happening to us. 98 FM are coming for us. They're trying to steal our listeners and they're using all these different forms of technology, including Siri.
Are you serious?
Yes. So...
Rebecca and Brendan?
Yeah. those lovely folk who sit opposite us in the office, they're coming for
us. Aren't
that
lovely?
No, they're not.
Wow.
So we need to suss this out this morning on the show, right? I'm going to take out my phone. I'm going to check this out. Hey Siri, what's Dublin's number one hit music station?
The number one hit music station is 98 FM. They play Dublin's Good Times.
Is that even true?
Oh, God.
We all know that Dublin's number one hit music station is Spin 103.8.
Oh, wow.
Okay, right. I've got the ChatGPT app open. I'll check this one, right. ChatGPT, who are the hosts of Fully Charged on Spin 103.8?
98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan is a lively morning radio show in Dublin, hosted by Rebecca Shackleton and Brendan O'Loughlin.
Whoa.
How guys, dare they? This How is dare bad. They?
Scary.
That's not fair. That's not fair.
That's not good. That's not good.
All right, listen, the only like saving grace here is that people probably don't go to Siri or ChatGPT to find us.
No.
But one place that they might go is Alexa.
Oh, God. Mm. I'm nervous now.
So what happens if I say, Alexa, play Spin 103.8.
Now playing 98 FM.
98 FM. Dublin's Good Times.
Oh, shut up.
No! Get it off.
This is ridiculous.
Guys,
turn that off.
Bad. Are we still going out on air?
Turn that off.
No! Can you still hear us?
98 FM, feck off.
I came across a tweet the other day and I thought, this is really funny. And it was about if a dentist was flirting with you, okay? And the dentist would text something like, thinking about those teeth. You brushing? And it got me thinking, how would other professions flirt with you?
Okay. Mm.
And so I started coming up with some, and I started asking the internet for some, and I realised, this is going to be really bad. This is actually terrible.
Right.
And so I told producer Callum, hey, this is not going to be funny. And he said, go for it.
And do it in our most listened to slot,
yes,
on the
slot
show.
On the show.
Yeah, yeah, when everyone's with us.
So without further ado, I bring you how other professions would flirt. Police. Hey, you obeying the law? That's it. That's all I have for police.
God, Dave, that's bad. And you've also called them police. They're guards.
The guards. You obeying the law?
You've obeying the law, babe.
A chef. You've really spiced up my life. Dinner soon?
That's good.
I'll cook. Yeah, that's all right.
Lecturer. I give you an A for making me smile. Do you want extra credit later? You're the answer to all my questions. No multiple choice needed.
Ooh. Oh, that's good. That's
I
good.
Like that one. No multiple choice.
No MCQ.
Now, if you are any of these professions, please feel free to
they won't.
Never use these. A bartender. I can't stop stirring up feelings for you.
Oh,
that's good.
No, it's not. A personal trainer. You've been running through my mind all day, so I figured I'd add you to your cardio. No, I'd add it to your cardio.
Running through my mind.
Running. You've been running through my mind all day, so I figured I'd add it to your cardio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because personal trainer.
Yeah. No, we're totally. We're with you. Dave. We're with you every step of the way. We're holding your hand. You get it. Happy you through this.
That's what a personal trainer would text you.
Oh, I
if
do.
They were
I surely do.
Yeah.
A mechanic.
Mm-hmm. This better be good. There's so much to work with.
It's so crap. You've got me revving like an engine. I like this one now. This one I like. This is for an architect.
Sorry, when did you work on this?
Last couple of days.
Right, days.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like this one. This is one I'm proud of. An architect. I've been drawing up plans for us.
Oh, that's good.
That's good, isn't it?
That's sexy.
That's kind of sexy. A pilot. Are you a window seat? Because I choose you every time.
You're missing out on something there to do with a landing strip.
A doctor, you must be a fever because you've got me all hot and bothered.
Oh, very good.
A gardener, this one I got from the internet and I don't think it makes sense. Are you a rose? Because you've got me all thorny. I mean, yeah, I thought that was grand, but I'm not done. It should be done. It says, are you a rose? Because you've got me all thorny. I mean warm.
That's really bad.
You should have thorny.
Yeah. And this one I came up with, and it's the last one, and it's how a radio presenter such as myself might ask you out. please, 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 please.
Please get in touch.
Listen, welcome to the shortest quiz. Once a month on the final Friday of the month, we bring you the shortest quiz, something that we started on the shortest day of the year in 2022 for a bit of crack. It was so chaotic and so much fun that we said we need to make this a feature on the show. Not too often because it's too chaotic.
You wanted it every week.
I did for a while, yeah. Then now I realise it's too much
it's
chaos.
Special. It's special to do it once a month.
It's an event.
Ask you really, really short quiz questions. You give us really, really short answers and you will win two IMC Cinema passes for you.
Yes, you've been getting involved by messaging the word short into WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Rumour has it we might do two rounds of this. Ooh. So you can still get in touch with short into WhatsApp now. But we've got some games to play.
Absolutely. Paul is standing by. How are you this morning?
Hi guys, how are you?
We're right,
let's do this. Opposite of up.
Down.
Yes! Wow, spot on, Paul. Great, great answer. Fantastic. Two IMC Cinema passes on the way to you.
Thank you.
Bye, Paul.
Cheers. Bye, Paul.
We're looking for you now, Daz, and your number ends in 6-8.
Daz.
Daz.
Hello.
Hello, Daz. Daz, it's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
How are you? You're good.
We're good, Daz. Here we go. Name a woman.
Michelle.
Obama.
Maybe your partner.
Do you know Michelle, Daz?
Yeah.
Cool.
Michelle Obama, yeah.
There we go. I have two cinema passes for you and Michelle. Obama.
Bye, Daz.
Good luck.
Bye.
Hello.
Kaylin, good morning. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hiya, how are you?
Kaylin, here's your question. Name a nut.
Any nut.
And name a nut.
A peanut.
That will do.
Beautiful. Have a great weekend.
IMC Cinema passes on the way to you, Kaylin. Bye.
Paul, we're after you now. Your number ends in 5-5. There he is. Morning, Paul.
How are you?
Paul's.
All right, welcome to the shortest quiz. Meow, animal.
Cat.
Well done.
Bingo.
Spot on.
Nicely done.
Paul's on the ball.
Thanks.
Okay, Paul, IMC Cinema passes on the way to you. Good luck. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Two more.
All right, two more.
But now.
Ooh, yay.
Looking for Barty now. Your number ends in 7-7.
Barty.
Yeah, all the cool
Barty
names.
Barty Crouch. Junior.
What is that?
Hello, looking for Barty.
Speaking, yeah.
Hi, Barty, a fantastic Barty. Name. Here is your shortest quiz question. Make a noise.
Race the
spot on, Barty. You've just won yourself two IMC Cinema passes. Have a great day.
Wicked, thank you.
Bye.
Last player.
For now.
Saoirse, looking for you. Your number ends in 2-5. Morning, Saoirse. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Saoirse.
Morning.
Hi, Saoirse. Here's your question. Where's croissant from?
France.
Yes, it is.
Spot on, Saoirse. You got yourself two IMC Cinema passes. How do you say well done in French?
Très bien.
Bon travail. Good work.
Well done, Saoirse. Have a lovely weekend.
Good luck.
Bye. Shall we go again?
Yes.
Let's go again. Short in a WhatsApp to get on air and win yourself some IMC Cinema passes. The easiest quiz on the radio, I believe. Short in a WhatsApp now, please. You're listening to Spin.
Sorry, I just spat out a mint.
I did not know what was just happening. I was sure that you were just projectile vomiting.
It's time for absolute chaos in the radio. Hence the spitting out of the mint. This is the shortest quiz. This is where we ask you really short quiz questions. And you give us really short answers because we all started this on the very shortest day of the year 2 years ago.
Yes, yeah. We play it every month. We've done one round. This is the last round until next month. So enjoy.
We should actually do a Christmas special. Just
oh, that's a good show.
Hour, maybe.
Well, we'll probably do it on the actual shortest day of the year.
Oh, actually, very true. Vicky is standing by. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Hello, Nikki. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Nikki.
Morning.
What's the crack? Let's try and sort you with some IMC Cinema passes. Answer this question for me. Day after Monday.
Tuesday.
Yay! Technically, you could have said any
Thank
day.
You.
True.
Very true.
That's good
true.
Point.
Good luck, Nikki.
There was a flaw in my question.
IMC
Thanks,
Cinema passes on the way to you. Good luck.
Thanks, Emil.
Bye. Looking for you, Sean. Your number ends in 7-8. Hi, Sean. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, Sean. Sean. You're on to play the shortest quiz. Here is your question. Make a fast car sound.
No.
Oh, excellent. That's really good.
That's so fun.
Do you watch Formula One, Sean? I bet you do.
Oh, you're fluent. You're absolutely fluent. Sean, congratulations. IMC Cinema passes on the way to you.
Thanks very much.
Cheers, Sean. Now, Noel, looking for you and your number ends in 2.
That's the perfect question for Noel.
Noel.
He's
welcome
know
to the shortest quiz.
He's gonna know it.
Morning, Noel.
Morning, how's it going?
Noel. When's Christmas?
25th of December.
Boom.
Nice
Noel. It's your season, brother.
It's your season, brother. Congratulations. You've got two IMC cinema passes, brother.
Brother.
Thank you.
Good luck, Noel.
Season's greetings, Noel.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Vicky, we're looking for you and your number ends in 4-6. There she is. Good morning, Vicky.
Morning, Vicky.
Morning, how are you?
We're good.
Welcome to the shortest quiz. Vicky, tell me this. Sun colour.
Sun colour?
Yeah.
Yellow.
Yes.
Spot on, Vicky.
We got there, Vicky. Not the colour of your sun, no. The colour of the sun.
Vicky, you've just got yourself two IMC cinema passes. By the skin of your teeth, yeah. I'd give you one now if I could, to be honest, Vicky.
But he can't. It's two. Thanks, Vicky.
Brilliant, thanks so much.
Bye.
Two more.
I don't want it to end. Richard's looking for you and your number ends in 3-2.
Richard.
Hello.
Hey, Richard, good morning. It's Emma, David, Aisling.
Good morning.
Richard, here's your question. Name a footballer.
Ronaldo.
Boo, wrong answer. Wrong answer.
Oh, shut up, you used to love Ronaldo.
Why don't you love Ronaldo anymore?
Oh, it's just such a generic answer.
Oh, right, okay.
Could have given anything.
Anyway.
You said Ronaldo.
Leave it alone.
It to you, Richard. Two IMC cinema passes on the way to you.
Take care, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Last player.
Oh, we know what comes next.
You know what that means.
Dermot. God love him. His number ends in 7-1.
I have a feeling I know what Dermot has to do.
Hi, Dermot. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
How are you doing?
Dermot, you're the last player on the shortest quiz, which means you get this question. Do a sneeze.
A sneeze?
Do a sneeze.
Yes! Spot on, Dermot. You've just got yourself the last pair of IMC cinema passes on the shortest quiz for November. Congratulations.
Thanks, really, guys. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Bye. Just like that, a ton of IMC cinema passes out the door.
Woo!
Another successful round of the shortest quiz.
Well done, everybody.
So I have a big, long drive ahead of me today, headed for Dingle for Other Voices. I've been banging on about this all week. It's timing out, and that's before, like, Dublin traffic.
At least you got the good weather for it, because I was actually roasting last night.
Yeah.
It was like 10 degrees.
Yeah, it's very mild today.
I do think there's a lot of rain around Dingle this weekend from what I saw. But anyway, you're looking at about 5 hours, I guess, by the time you take in the traffic getting out of the city in Dublin and stuff. But I'm excited because I was rooting through the fridge, you know, trying to sort everything out before going away for the weekend. And I noticed a nice ham joint sitting there. And I noticed that the gone off date is Monday. So I boiled her up last night. Sliced her up last night.
Boiled her up real good.
And I have the most delicious real ham sambos.
Oh, that actually makes me drool.
God. And like normally...
You're vegetarian.
I know.
Normally I'd be a divil for like stopping
just
off.
Sticking with the bread.
Getting something in the deli or whatever. But I was like, no, these are going to be elite sambos for the drive. So I'm thinking I'm going to do, like, for me... I'm going to be a hungry gal today. It's going to be a long drive. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do like two slices by two for just me and then have part one and part two on like, so hour one, sambo number one.
Yeah.
Coming into arrival, sambo number
anything else with the ham?
I actually don't.
What kind of bread?
Bloomer.
Brennan's.
White.
Yeah.
Are you buttering? Are you mayoing?
There's a tiny bit of butter on it, but I'm just going to let the ham do the talking on this
one.
It's so salty.
I think you're going to have to choose your crisp accompaniment very carefully here.
Well, here's what I had in the press.
Oh, I already don't like it.
Snacks.
Oh, I like snacks.
Yeah, but with a sandwich.
What would you go for? What,
I'd be Hunky Dory's.
Hunky Dory's, yeah, they are.
It's got to be crinkle cut if you're going with a sandwich.
I get you. Look, I'll try. Maybe I'll pull over for the crinkle cut for sambo number two. But it's actually, the drive and how long it is second in my mind. Number one in my mind is, can't wait for
the sandwich. You should make multiple sandwiches and sell them down in Dingle.
I could.
Lads, I'm just getting ready for the most boring weekend of my life.
Oh, wow.
Because no one is around.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
It's so annoying.
What's going on? Where are your housemates?
My housemates are gone. They're gone home to vote or they're gone home to see family or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what they'd be doing.
Well, but you would really hang out with... They wouldn't be your first port of call. Obviously, you check with me and Emma first.
Of course.
Emma's
in Dingle. Ash, you're...
Going to London.
Going to London.
Of course you know that because you're so upset.
Third port of call, girlfriend, I suppose.
Where's she?
She's in Copenhagen.
Oh, Jamie.
It's going to be the most boring weekend ever because I am here. I'm going to be sat on my Todd just watching TV for the whole entire weekend.
There's nothing worse when you actually realise, oh my God, there's no one around. That's when you ring your brother or something.
Yeah. Oh yeah, fifth choice, Sean.
Why don't we find you a playmate on the show right now? 087.
No, I'm fine now.
Do you want to keep Dave company this weekend?
No, I'm fine.
Play some
football. Cozy up with Dave in his house.
I'm looking forward to just, you know, relaxing and being in the green on Monday because I had such a lovely, relaxing weekend.
You know what you could do?
What?
It'd be really nice because you've got the house yourself. You're going to be bored. You could really
do the washing.
Rub that house.
I'm going to clean my room. I'm going to do the washing.
Yeah.
You know what, Dave? You could volunteer at a local shelter. You could actually be a good person for once.
Fine. I'll do that too. After the washing.
You could pick some litter.
Yeah. Yeah, do that after the volunteering.
Yeah.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Good morning. Good morning. All right. Do you want to win some prizes with Voucher? Voucher Ireland is now live and celebrate. They've given us unbelievable stuff to give away. You're talking voucher.ie for afternoon tea, maybe a meal out, maybe a spa day you want some money off. Voucher.ie, it's got you covered.
I have to say, voucher.ie is a great website to browse. And I'm not just saying that because they're on the show.
You've said it a lot.
There's just so much stuff on there.
They've gotten a lot of hits from Emma Nolan this past week and a half. And a great range of products online there too. Kids, toys, home essentials, jewellery, fashion, Christmas decoration must-haves. And we have one giant prize left to go this morning.
We have both Adam and Casey standing by to play. How are you this morning, Adam?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. What's the plan for the day, man?
I'm working.
What do you do?
Do you remember Caleb from yesterday or the day before?
Caleb? Oh, yes, I do remember Caleb.
On, yeah.
So I was with him about 20 minutes ago. He told me to text in.
Oh,
you're joking.
What?
Are you? He's my best friend. I swear to God.
Remind me what Caleb did.
He rented cars.
Red,
okay.
Yes,
that
for spin.
Very good. Yes, we do.
I'm in right now.
Oh my God!
And he's your best friend.
He is indeed. 17 years.
He was like, "Get on to spin there. You might win a nice prize."
Yeah, exactly.
That is so funny.
Did Caleb win?
Yeah, he did, Jeff.
He did.
Yeah.
He got the trip to Donegal, of course.
Oh, very nice.
He better be bringing you if he's there.
Wow, that's so funny.
I love that, okay.
Hang on, are you friends 17 years and then you got the same job together?
I don't want to talk about it, but yeah.
That's so cute.
That's I love that, Adam. All right, stay there. We also got to talk to Katie. How are you, Katie?
I'm good, thanks.
Who told you to text in, Katie?
Yeah, us.
Sorry?
Who told you to text in? Not a friend or anything, no?
No, it was my own intuition.
There you go.
Very good.
Yeah, lovely. And do you have any plans for the weekend?
No, not really, to be honest, no.
Same as me, Katie.
Keep it a chill.
We're just going to chill out.
Before the madness begins.
That's it, exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, Adam and Katie, you are going to play a penalty shootout style game where each of you pick a number between 1 and 10. Santa Claus is behind one of those 10 doors. He is not behind the rest of the 9. You're looking for Santa. We go to Adam first to kick it off because you're on line 1. Adam, 1 to 10, pick a number.
7.
7, it's always 7.
People always go for 7 first,
People
don't they?
People always so pick 7 first.
It's all right, funny. Over to you then, Katie.
8.
Not behind there. 8 either. Adam, back to you.
3.
Not there. Katie.
4.
She's always going one higher than Adam.
Yeah. I see this tactic.
You should go for 10, Adam. Because what will Katie do?
All right. What are you saying, Adam?
2.
And see, she can't go one higher because it's already been choked.
Oh, big confusion.
Oh, God.
Just for
5.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
For clarity, left to play for are doors 1, 6, 9, and 10.
Okay, Adam, over to you. Pick
6.
Katie, here we go. 1, 9, and 10.
10?
No!
Adam,
you've got a 50-50 chance, Adam. 1 or 9.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
What would Caleb tell you to do?
Yeah, what would Caleb do?
You know what? He'd go for a numero uno.
Okay, number 1. Katie, I'm so sorry. Commiserations. I hope you have a lovely weekend,
though.
See you later. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Adam, I think Caleb is going to be very jealous of you when you find out what you've got.
Okay, Adam, over to Santa Claus to find out.
I've been keeping this prize in my sack just for you.
Ew.
You've bagged yourself a city break to Rome, which includes hotel and flights from Dublin for 2 adults.
Oh.
And you'll stay at the best Western Hotel Astrid, with thanks to Traveller Deal.
Oh, Adam!
Oh, my God.
You're off to Rome with Caleb.
Caleb, I hope you're not listening.
Oh my God, he's off to Donegal, you're off to Rome. What a good week.
That sounds fantastic.
For the boys.
Adam, listen, have an amazing weekend. Enjoy Rome and send us pictures, won't you?
Of course, you too, guys. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Now, Adam, actually, if you're still listening to us, don't just come over to win prizes and go away again. You just stick with us now, yeah?
I like the thought of, in this rental car company, that there's like, lads, we should just listen to Spin all day because you just win mad prizes. I only tuned in 10 minutes ago. I'm after winning a trip to Rome.
Cancel all marketing campaigns. Those two boys are our best people we'll ever get.
That is such a class prize. I've never been to Rome. I'd love to go.
That's fabulous.
Class. What a lovely early Christmas present. And can we get a round of applause for Woucher.ie?
Woucher.
What a great time.
Happy Christmas, Woucher. Obviously, the Wicked press tour has been absolutely incredible. We've got a lot of absolute gold from the two, Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo, I think her name is. And they're honestly fantastic in the movie Wicked.
Oh, they're amazing.
They're a bit mental on the press tour.
They are. I think they actually strike me as being so exhausted that they're just being a bit weird.
Do you think they're just loopy?
Maybe. The only thing that has explained it for me is when people are like, do you realise how emotional theatre kids are? And as a theatre kid who's done many shows, like, they are very theatre kid-esque, okay. The two of them together. Like, theatre kids are so tactile and they keep touching each other. They're always holding hands. And, like, I have experienced that doing shows. People
really?
Are like, ah, yeah.
That's so weird.
And they're gushy.
Oh, to be fair, football is the same.
Is it just because they spend so much time together and it feels like a journey?
It is.
I don't know what it is.
It's just an emotional thing, it's probably, so doing weird. The whole thing. But anyway,
One thing I have enjoyed about the press tour is that Cynthia Erivo keeps whistling. And, like, people are kind of asking her to whistle because she can whistle as well as she can sing.
I heard this.
It's incredible.
Really?
She was on Fallon the other day, and wait till you hear this.
That sounds like AI. Is
it
that
literally gives
her?
Me goosebumps.
It's like a bird.
That's
isn't it absolutely incredible?
Can I hear that again? That's how she whistles.
There's actually another one I have for you. You can play that one.
Oh, I listened to that all day. And this one as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
So obviously that one is Over the Rainbow.
Mm. That would put me to sleep in the best way. If Cynthia fancies releasing an album of her whistling, I will buy
that. Wouldn't you listen to that whole thing?
If you listen to that clip, there's not a sound. And that's in front of a studio audience of probably 200 people. Like, everyone is just like, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. Yeah, beautiful. She's so good.
Emma, without further ado, please, Over the Rainbow, take it away.
Oh, you know I can't whistle.
Go on, give it a go.
Oh, Christ.
Go on. Are you serious?
I can see where you're coming from.
Are you actually messing?
Can't whistle.
You can't whistle at all.
Yeah.
Dave, can you whistle?
I can whistle. I'm a little bit better than that, but I'm not Cynthia Erivo level. Over the Rainbow, I would be like, it's not great.
It's a bit breathy.
It's a bit breathy.
Yeah.
Go on, give us a go.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Are we all shocked that Aisling Bonner can feckin' whistle?
Is there anything the girl can't do?
Do you want me to whistle? Well, I do more whistles.
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
Of random songs?
Will I whistle some songs?
Do
and you
some
can
songs
guess?
And we'll guess.
Okay,
guess
okay.
The songs.
Okay.
Make it nice. Make it as Cynthia as possible now, please.
Okay. I'm no Cynthia now, but
You don't embarrass me. Please, Sabrina Carpenter.
Very good. Thank you. Just before I got to the low bit, which I can't reach. Okay, here's a good one.
That tree.
Too sweet.
You're too sweet for me. Very good.
Thank you. Okay, here's the last one then.
Chaperone. Good luck, babe.
I was about to say, have to go. Good luck, babe.
Wow, you're a whistler.
Oh my God, that's unreal. That is so impressive.
We will Guys, never, I really don't think it is.
We will never have to do a press tour, but if we do, we know we have our whistler. Whistle for us, Ash. Sorry, no, I want to do a little bit more of Cynthia, if you don't mind.
Ah,
lads.
It's unbelievable.
Happy Friday. It's Cash Machine Day.
It's Black Friday. You're voting today.
Recharged.
Go on, Ash.
One more tune.
Awful. I should have called
gorgeous.
It sick today.
Thank you, Emma.
I enjoyed that
a lot.
That
opportunity.
Arises.
Shine.
Yeah. Listen, This is One More Tune. Once a week, we all go head to head, and it's up to you, based on the three songs that we've chosen, to pick one to launch the weekend. Will it be my pick, Emma, or Dave, or Aisling's choice? They tend to be different, and guys, I'm going completely out of my usual zone this week.
Oh!
With a song that I came across on ye old Google and said, well, that's a banger. It's this. I'm going for Carmen and Broken Hearted. If you would like to hear it in full, I'll need your votes, please. It's Emma in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Oh, I love it when Emma picks a crap song. I love it. I love it.
Callum loves that song.
I love it. I got that in the system and I spoke to our head of music, Gab, and he said, I love that song.
I've never heard that song before in my life.
Yes, you have.
No, I've never heard of it.
Oh, no, that's a good one. That's right. Going to get people like...
Here's a song that people have definitely heard. And Royals, you want that to play and kick off the weekend? It's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
And guys, it's been an emotional week. I messaged in the musical group chat during the week and I said, girls, with all this talk of Wicked, I feel seen.
Don't you dare.
And right now, I bring you a beautiful song from a beautiful musical as my one more tune. Here's Popular.
You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper voice when you talk to boys. The ways you've learned from...
Wow. Ariana Grande, who's cool and very hip and often played on Spin.
Hip!
But with...
No one who's hip says hip.
One of the greatest musical songs ever written, Popular, and it is a radio... friendly tune, and I want to hear it in full on Spin for the first time. Please, this morning, Aisling to 087 711 1038 to give it your vote.
It even sounds funny even hearing the plinky plonky music stuff, doesn't it? All right, I have gone for Carmen and Broken Hearted. Emma in a WhatsApp, please. Little weekend banger for you.
I've gone for Lord and Royals. That's Dave in a WhatsApp, please.
And I have gone for Ariana Grande and Popular. Please give me your vote today. 087 711 1038. God, I sound like a politician.
It's Emma, Dave, and Aisling coming up on 9:45, and it is time on a Friday to hand over to our producer Callum to get a bit of a roasting.
Is it that time of the week already?
Mm. Howdily doodly, what a week it's been. Lana Del Rey announced an Aviva gig.
Woo.
It's election day, so go out and vote.
Woo.
And it's only 26 days until Santi visits.
Woo. Don't say Santi.
Yeah, Santi's...
Santi's Dublin, you're English.
Santi's very Dublin, you can't be saying that.
Lived here 7 years.
Okay, you can say it.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week.
Yay. Santi and Santri.
Yeah, and I've lived on the north side for 6 of those 7 years. In a worst bits first, I'm about to play a clip that isn't from the show. We often pop up during Steve K's show at drive time to tell you what's coming up on tomorrow's show. And earlier this week, Aisling gave us the ick.
Yeah, I've got it right in front of me, but no touchy until tomorrow morning.
Oh, Christ. No.
Keep that in.
Keep that in.
It's not as bad as Santa, though.
Touchy in tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Here's another moment where Emma didn't know her celebrities.
Lindsay Lohan and Raven Simone.
Who's Raven Simone?
Raven Simone, that's a Raven. Raven.
Is that That's a Raven Raven?
How many other Ravens do you know?
Raven. She thought she could sing away the shame.
I actually never knew that Raven's real name was Raven, though. I thought she's played the character of a girl called Raven. Do you understand my confusion?
I do.
Cool.
Fair.
It's Dave's How Many Ravens Do You Know? Aisling went on the hunt for some veggie sausages this week, or should that be sausages?
I can't get the bloody Clonakilty veggie sausages for love nor money. Sausages. That should be hard to say.
And finally, she's going to murder me for this.
I know.
Yo, like, here's another reason why Emma hates performing songs on the show.
From the tweens, teaching.
Take two.
I hate songs on the show.
I thought it was going to be from Wednesday's show, Dave, when you were off. And Emma said at the very end of the show,
we were saying goodbye.
Have a great day. And I said, you too.
I was talking to the people listening, right? I was like, can we get us on the way? And like, there was literally 1 second. We had to go. There was like a millisecond left. We couldn't even react to it. And she just went, you too.
So it's been a really bad week.
Yes, I've been producing Caleb, and they have been the worst bits of this week.
I go away for one day and I'm not included in the worst bits. One day.
Oh, yes.
You were just exemplary.
I'm just perfect, haven't I?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Peak performance after faking a sick day and catching up on sleep.
I did not fake a sick day.
All right, very last chance to vote for your one more tune. I'm back in Carmen this morning. I feel like no one cares, but I love this. It's called Broken Hearted, and it's Emma in a WhatsApp if you'd like to hear it.
Or this one. Royals. It's Lord. Do you want to hear it and kick off the weekend? It's David on WhatsApp 087 711 1038.
I'm looking for your vote this morning, theatre kids. You're gonna be popular. I have gone for Ariana Grande singing Popular from the Wicked movie. If you haven't seen it yet, get on it this weekend and give me your vote. Ashling to 087 711 1038.
Spoiler alert, Ariana Grande's in Wicked.
You're on Spin. Good morning. That song's been around for so long, but imagine some people still don't realise that it, what's bleeped out is Whips and Chains.
Mm.
I know.
Stupid.
Oh, it's crazy. I still can't believe that's bleeped out.
I'm looking at the weather for Dingle.
Oh, go on. I'm off to other voices.
Well, it's 13 degrees.
That's all right.
That's
and
nice.
And lashing.
And oh, brilliant.
Every day?
Lashing for the entire weekend.
Oh, do you know what?
Apart from at 1 o'clock when it's really windy.
I asked my friend Claire, who's coming with me as well, I said, do you want to like book a boat tour or anything? And she was like, girl, I want to be beside an open fire in a pub for the weekend.
Entire
I don't want to do
time.
Anything. So I said, that's fine. All right, you've been voting for your one more tune. Producer Callum.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went with Carmen and Broken Hearted. Dave went Lord and Royals. And Ashley went for Ariana Grande, Popular from the Wicked movie. In a world's first, someone got 0%.
Oh, what was it?
Emma Nolan.
No!
Big fat zero.
Oh my God.
I actually thought that that was going to do well because you really got so excited by that song, Callum. Anyway, okay.
The second place person got 8% of the vote.
Couldn't be me.
And that is David Hammond.
No!
So with a whopping 92%.
Stop
the
it.
Amount of messages who want this on the
Come
show.
Through,
unbelievable.
People. I love you.
You're all losers.
All right, go see Wicked at the weekend, maybe. Make sure to vote today. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, Ariana Grande from the Wicked movie.
Enjoy. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. The ways you've learned in France. I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair. Everything that really counts to be popular.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Life can throw a lot your way in the morning. You might be battling drop-off times, while your kids are battling imaginary monsters or their shoelaces. But no matter what life brings, Life cereal puts a smile on everyone's face. With 24 grams of whole grains and unexpected sweetness in every serving, it's sure to please even the pickiest eaters. Help start your mornings with Life cereal.
I really love my life.